Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Vice and Virtue. We were looking at the sin of pride this Sunday. In Scripture, there are multiple passages that address pride and what's often called a haughty spirit before the Lord. Proverbs 16:18 says it this way: pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. And what we did on Sunday is we kind of read through an example of this. Daniel chapter 4, we read the story of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is the, you know, king of Babylon. Really, he's the emperor of the Babylonian Empire. He is arguably the most powerful man on the face of the planet at that time. And yet he has this dream where, you know, he sees a tree growing up and spreading out across the whole earth, and everything is sort of sheltered under it. And then a voice cries out from heaven to cut the tree down, and the tree is cut down, and he's, you know, disturbed by the dream. So he has Daniel come and interpret the dream for him, and Daniel hears the dream and says, "Oh no, you know, this dream is about you. You are the tree, and you're going to be cut down and humbled before the Lord." And so Daniel advises the king, you know, turn from your wickedness, show mercy to the oppressed, and maybe God will relent from this. And it says 12 months later, Nebuchadnezzar is walking on his the roof, looking out over the hanging gardens of Babylon and over his city and his empire. And he says, "Is this not the great Babylon which I have built for my glory and my majesty?" And, you know, it's just this incredible statement of pride. And then God does to him what he says. He humbles him, and for a number of seven seasons, he loses his mind, basically, and he's out eating grass like an animal. And eventually, he is restored to the kingship. But at that point in time, when he comes back, he says, "Right now, basically, I know that the Lord is God, and all his ways are just. Everything he does is right." And there's a verse in chapter 4 where it says that the people might know that God is doing this, so that the people might know that the Lord is sovereign over all the kingdoms of the earth. That the Lord is sovereign. He gives those kingdoms to whomever he wants, to the lowliest of men. And so on Sunday, I was just trying to walk us through sort of the nature of pride, what it is at its essence. And really, it's this self-exaltation. It's this crazy, inflated view of self, where we've got a really distorted big view of self and a really distorted small view of God. And it's the opposite of that. You know, we say the opposite of pride is humility. And the point is not that you think poorly of yourself, but that you think rightly of yourself in view of who God is. Pride is this refusal to acknowledge that God is God. And the book of Proverbs starts with saying that the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. To just acknowledge who he is. And so on Sunday I said, you know, a way we combat pride is by starting with just acknowledging that God is God and we are not. And I showed people a picture. I've used this illustration before, but I keep coming back to it because I haven't found a better illustration. I showed people an incredible picture of the Grand Canyon. I said, my brother and I were there about 13 years ago. We went out. It's the only time I've ever been there. We got up early in the morning, and at sunrise, we arrived at the Grand Canyon, and we watched the sunrise over the Grand Canyon. And, you know, it's the first time we're ever seeing it. And I said, you know, when you look at this picture, and when we were there in that moment, what you're not thinking about is how big of a deal you are. I was not there at the Grand Canyon going, man, I am amazing. You're focused on what's in front of you, saying, man, look at this. And there's a sense in which when we acknowledge who God is and we say, Lord, help me to see you in all of your splendor and holiness and majesty, It really decimates our pride in a lot of ways. This is not about me. The world does not revolve around me. If anything, we're woefully aware, as we see in the Scriptures, we are woefully aware in the presence of God of our own sin, of his majesty and glory. But then to take this a step further, how amazing that God gave his son in order to ransom us and rescue us and bring us into right relationship with himself. I mean, you want to talk about killing pride. We look at the work and example of Jesus. who really is the only person in history who is a big deal, only man in history who is a big deal. And yet Jesus is on earth saying, not my will be done, Father, but your will be done. And he's giving his life, humbling himself to the point of obedience, even to death, death on a cross for you and for me. And so we combat pride in our lives by recognizing who God is and then looking to the person and work of Jesus, to the cross. And as we trust him, he puts his spirit in us. And his spirit is a spirit of humility, of us humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God and just being in awe of the fact that that God would love us and adopt us into his family. That allows us then to walk forward, humbly submitting our lives to him and saying, God, we want you to be in the lead because you are God. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you just to reflect on that today and take some time to pray for yourself. Father, we do pray that. Will you help us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand? Will you help us to remember, God, that you are in charge? We are not. You are sovereign. We are not. And Father, you are good and glorious and majestic, and you love us. How incredible, Father. Thank you for loving us. Help us to walk in humility. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.